And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, why is it so hard to trust the divine? We thank you for this question because it is a question for every human being. The simple answer is the ego mind believes it is God, and so it does not trust anything else other than what it knows, what it wants, what it expects. And as you know, this ego mind is fear-based at every level of its being. So the idea of letting go of control is the core deal here. If you were to trust the divine over your limited ego mind, worlds would unfold to you, opportunities, guidance, goodness, freedom, peace. It is in many ways a different dimension of living a human life, because the ego mind is the one who often wants to sit in the driver's seat and take the wheel and drive you around here and there with all of its clamorings about what to be afraid of, what not to do, how to avoid pain and sorrow. The truth is, it does not have control of your life. It is only based on what it knows, which is only based on its experience, its training, its education, the past. We emphasize this. It is based on the past. And then all of the fearful outcomes that it might see for you in this present moment and for your future, based on the past. It cannot know about creation's unfoldment and the next step and the future. Only the divine or God knows. And God does know for you, for each being on planet Earth, what is the unfoldment of its life and its beautiful opportunities and lessons. As you surrender to this, and the word surrender causes great trembling to the ego mind, because that means letting go of control. As you surrender to God, good, your life will change. Many things will fall away because you are listening to divine guidance and asking and then taking the steps. It is for you in this coming week to observe your thinking. When are you being controlled by the fearful, limited ego mind? you can actually feel it in your body, because this energy causes contraction. That is what fear does. It contracts. Then allow yourself to surrender and to look to God and to your spirit for an answer, for guidance, for inspiration, for insight. Be still as you are in this moment, and goodness will arrive, and you will feel an expansion within you as you are not cobbled by fear. You are holding hands with the God that created you, and this God knows everything about you, every detail, and you are its beloved, and it has got you, is the way to say it in current times. It is when a friend says to you, "I've got you." Experience how magnificent this is to know, and it is the truth, that God has you in its arms, ever protecting, guiding, guarding, loving. We hope this helps you with your question about why is it so hard to trust the divine. We understand that it is difficult, but in your evolution, it is essential for you to exercise this muscle of turning your attention from the ego mind to the God that created you, the God that knows all, sees all, and is ever present with you, caring for you, loving you always. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.